rain and snow will continue to work its way across a big part of the Midwest as we go forward through the next 2 days. The colder weather coming in from Canada is one of the primary reasons for the precipitation evolving across the region. The snow is going to be focused mostly on the western and northern portions of the Midwest, but it will occur as far to the south as Kansas and Missouri and reach up into the Great Lakes region where the greatest accumulations are likely to take place. Most of the significant snowfall will probably occur from northeastern Missouri and eastern Iowa into portions of Wisconsin and Michigan, where we'll look for accumulations running from 2 to 4 inches. Accumulations elsewhere run a dusting to maybe an inch or two at the most. There will be some rain that will occur in the lower eastern parts of the Midwest here today. That is part of a previous storm system that developed in the Delta yesterday and has been moving northeastward since then. This system will likely produce rain in Ohio and Indiana and portions of Kentucky through the day today. Rain totals in those areas will likely run anywhere from a quarter of an inch upwards to 3/4 of an inch, with a few areas possibly getting more than 1 inch. The snow will come in right behind that into the eastern Midwest, but the accumulations there will be quite limited. There is some potential that the cold air will work its way deeply into the southeastern corner of the country, and as it does so, we'll likely have an increased risk of some frost maybe in parts of Florida. But it looks like the upper air flow pattern is not going to be supporting any kind of a damaging freeze across citrus country. We'll likely see this next storm system after that show itself into the north, central, and eastern parts of the country as we get into the early part of next week, but this storm system will behave more traditionally with those of La Nina events and become focused mostly on the Delta and the eastern Midwest, leaving the western Corn Belt and most of hard red wheat country without a significant amount of precipitation. The next few mornings will be rather nippy across parts of the central U.S. We expect temperatures to bottom out to the point where it might become a little bit of a threat to winter wheat. We are expecting to see temperatures go near and below 0 degrees Fahrenheit in quite a few areas, from Nebraska and northeastern Colorado into northwestern Kansas and on all the way up to the Canada border in North Dakota and parts of Minnesota. Most of the sub-zero temperatures will occur in the Dakotas and Minnesota and eastern Montana, but hard red wheat country will still have a couple of pockets that could get that cold as well. I don't believe we'll see any kind of permanent crop damage in any of the key hard red winter wheat producing areas. There is a limited amount of snow that will be on the ground in some of the coldest areas. The next wave of colder air will hold off until the middle part of next week, but that cold air mass looks at this point to be more potent than the one we're going to be dealing with the next 2 days, and there is potential for temperatures in the northern parts of the U.S. plains to drop down below minus 20 degrees, up especially near the Canada border. It'll be even colder in the Canadian prairies. Meanwhile, in South America, the drought was greatly eased last night by widespread shower and thunderstorm activity that occurred in a fairly large portion of Argentina's crop country. Rain totals ranged anywhere from 0.4 inches to 2.25 inches, and there were extreme amounts, getting upwards to 3.5 inches. The precipitation will go a long way towards easing some of the dryness, but there's still going to be a need for follow-up precipitation, and it may not show itself until we get to the end of next week and into the following weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.